Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome to the Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay York City.
And I am Jared Freed. So good to be back here with you, Kay. We're back on the Bachelor grind. Both of us COVID free, but not. We can't say the same for our friend Zachary Shallcross.
Which I am COVID free, but I just got over a sick case of tonsillitis this past weekend.
So you were feeling him. You were watching this going, I know what you're going through, man.
Relatable. I have not been sick in, I'm telling you, years. I have not had COVID. None of it.
I never got it.
My immune system is a 10. But this weekend, out of nowhere, I woke up in the middle of the night on Friday night and my throat felt like it was like on fire.
Are you doing good now? How are you feeling now?
We're good now. The doctor, I had to go to like urgent care. The doctor put me on an antibiotic and some steroids, some prednisone, and we're doing well. But man, like I could barely take care of myself as an adult. I think about these like people with kids. Imagine if I had children and I have this, I can't feed myself. No, I can't. I don't get it.
Right. No, we're very lucky to be, you know, with only us to take care of. Leading our lives of making sure we, you know, it's my birthday today, so I'm feeling my age.
No.
On my end,
oh
yeah.
Oh, my God. Happy birthday.
Not to make your sickness about me, but I do, thank you. I do feel what you're talking about where you go, oh, my God. I was like, I could barely be hungover on my birthday. How could I be hungover with children, you know? So
no. Wait, happy birthday. Do you have any plans? Thank What's you. Going on?
I'm flying to Vancouver tonight. So if anyone's listening in the Vancouver area, I'm doing shows Wednesday and Thursday. I think Thursday sold out, but Wednesday there's tickets available. So I'll be coming over to your side of the world. But not really. I'm not a big birthday guy. Just kind of chilling. I worked out this morning. I feel good. You know, Tuesday birthday.
A bummer.
What are you going to do? You know, so I'm talking to you and we're going to talk Bachelor. I mean, like, you know, speaking of age, you had a revelation.
Yeah, I did. I had a full
revelation.
That was
my pitch to you. You told before we started, you were having, you know, maybe we're just feeling the numbers today. You know, like,
I think we're feeling
sick,
the numbers.
You go, oh my God, thank God I don't have kids. You know, you hear, you know, someone's age. You said you realized Nick Viall's age the other day. When did you realize it?
I saw a TikTok from, it was like a stitched TikTok from the Daddy Issues podcast. So she had Nick Viall on her podcast and she said, she was like, so what's the age gap between you and your fiance? Because Nick's engaged. And he's like, big enough.
Big enough. First of all, that answer is so insane. Like, as if he's never been asked that question before, so now he's, like, being cagey. Big enough. That's how a 21-year-old answers how big his penis is.
It's weird.
It's weird. That's a weird response.
And, you know, and, like, immediate red flag to listeners, low-key, because if he's not even wanting to admit it right off the bat, there's something off.
Let me just say, I'm not a hater on the age discrepancy thing. I'm a judger. I'm just not a hater. You know, nowadays, on the internet, the only way to get heard is to make everything. And we're going to get into this today because there was a very specific scene that I want to talk to you about. But the you know, the internet likes to go, a man dating, you know, they make, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio because he dates, you know, young women that
19-year-olds.
It's weird to me, but you know, like, yeah, I don't know. I'm not, it's not that I'm like, we have to admit we don't know the dynamic. We have to start
of
at
course.
Like, we don't know what you know, Leo's doing. We don't know what Nick's doing. But I would say, like, I made a video where I was, like, talking about how when you cancel on a 26-year-old woman, they don't care. And when you cancel on a 35-year-old woman, they don't care. But if you cancel on a 29-year-old woman whose friends are all getting married, you will rue the day. And it got shared by Betches. And it was, to me, it was just an observation at how, like, if you date younger, they're like, they got other things to do. If you're older, they're like, fucking thank God I got other things to do.
Yeah.
But there's a sweet spot of anger. And we kind of saw it on this episode, like when Zach cancels the date, you could see like I was kind of right. Like you saw certain women that the 30-year-old women were like, I'm missing a date. What the fuck is going on? And like some people were better with it than others. But the response was, wow, you know, oh, he's 37 dating a 26-year-old. I was like, that's not to say I'm dating a 26. That's to say I've been 26 and canceled on someone who's 26.
Yeah.
I've been 29 and canceled on, you know, people make a lot about the age and then they make it more dramatic than it has to be. But Nick Viall, what was the age difference?
So Nick Viall is 42 and his fiance is 24. And
they met a few years ago,
obviously, I think during the pandemic. So she's what, 21? She was 21. Right. I mean, fine. Like, I've gone on so many dates with, like, 25-year-olds. I don't care. Like, I'm 34. That's, like, a pretty big age gap. But I don't know. Well, I guess there's something about the mid, like, the 40s and then the early 20s that's weird for me. Mainly because Chris Evans is also dating a 25-year-old. I'm not okay.
And for those that don't know, Kay has a love affair with Chris Evans. I'll just say that when I hear that, I go, everything becomes about, you know, me, you know, like, and I'm sure everything becomes about you. Like,
yeah,
you know, just like you said, like, Chris Evans is dating a 25-year-old. This is about you. You're going, I love Chris Evans. What the fuck? I look at that and I'm like, how would anyone ever listen to anything that comes out of his mouth and not think that it's a weirdo saying it?
Right.
Like, how does someone listen to his podcast and go, I'm so, Nick gets me. Like, he obviously doesn't live anywhere close to how you live your life. Like, I don't understand how a 42-year-old kind of has a connection. Like, I don't know what they talk about. Like, how, you know, and he's out there giving, you know, dating perspective. And you're like, what's the perspective that you don't ever want to be challenged on anything you say?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, there's a deficiency in both sides to me. I mean, I don't mean to be mean, but like when I hear about a 24-year-old dating a 42-year-old, you go, okay, well, she was nervous about having, you know, stability. You know, there's something inside of her that makes you attracted to that. You know, and I think for him, there's an inverse to that where he doesn't want to have to like be challenged by someone who's maybe, you know, knows the same type of, you know, things at his age. I don't know. This all probably sounds bad, but that's,
no, I don't think so.
I'm saying I don't care, but I judge, you know?
And I was like going out with this guy who was significantly younger. He was like 25 and I didn't think it was anything like super serious, but we were having a conversation the other night, and obviously I'm not seeing him anymore after this conversation, but regardless, I was like, so, you know, what are your goals? Like, what are you, where do you see yourself? Like, do you like, work-wise or whatever? And he's like, well, I don't know. Like, what do you mean? Like, when I'm 35, I was like, sure. And he's like,
when I'm your age?
Yeah. And he's like, he was like, you know, I guess, he's like, I definitely want to be working on my career and I don't think I see myself married yet. Definitely no kids, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, what about you? And I was like, oh, where do I see myself when I'm 35 this year? Well, hopefully still going to the waterfront and
right. Chilling.
But it's one of those things where it's like, you kind of have to rein it in and we're like, okay, we get along. You have a certain, like, a very good maturity level, obviously, and we're compatible, but we are at such different parts in our lives, like, crazy.
Yeah, no,
I mean, completely different parts.
Listen, I'm on Raya, and when and every, you know, you go through quick, like you start hitting the you know, the like button pretty damn quick, and you'll see like you know you'll my finger will be moving towards the like, and I'll see like I've matched with 25-year-olds, and I do have that moment where I go, what the fuck are you doing, Jared? Like
I just
like, what are you doing? You know, like I do have that moment, and I, you know, I'm like, you're not even, you're gonna talk yourself out of this. It's gonna be, you know, this age gap is not what is best for you, even though it might be an, you know, the conversation will be easier because you just talk about La La Land and that, you know, with younger people. I just, because I was in La La Land. This isn't, I hope this doesn't come off as I'm hating on these people, but that's why we sit here and watch, well, that's why we sit here and watch Greer on this show and you go, she wants to get married? For real? Like, I don't know. I you know, so I don't know. It makes me like, I wasn't listening to Nick Vial's podcast before, but now we've just done an advertisement for him a little bit. But I to me, it makes me want to listen to it less.
Yeah, I agree.
Imagine you're in the Bachelor Mansion. How would you stand out from all the rest and secure that coveted rose? Maybe it's a quirky and memorable introduction or crushing it at flag football. But what about a delicious smelling perfume mist that'll make you impossible to forget? Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Their fragrances are unique, complex, and turn heads. I love the smell of Sol de Janeiro. And I'm sitting here with Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist and Cheirosa 59 Perfume Mist. Both of them are equally great. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist is an iconic, warm, and sunny fragrance that takes you to a forever kind of summer. It's beautiful. It smells great. It takes you to a place. And then there's Cheirosa 68 Perfume Mist with notes of salted ocean air and luscious florals. It's all great. You know, the word delicious is correct. It makes a statement. You're going to love Sol de Janeiro. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code BECHELOR10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code BECHELOR10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code BECHELOR10. Let's talk about last night's episode. Let's talk about another robot.
Right. All right. So suddenly we are in London. Gabby gets a pretty woman date, a.k.a. the only date this episode. And, well, COVID asks if she can steal Zach for a second.
I love that. What did you call tonight's or last night's episode?
Instead of tea and crumpets, it's tea and COVID.
Love it. I had Zach becomes an actual robot because it got pretty meta, you know. They were like, we're going to have a virtual rose ceremony. So they basically put a robot inside of another robot. Like,
it was so weird.
It was post-apocalyptic. It really felt like we had like gone over, like we have gone over like into the upside down of sorts. Like, we're just like in this world where we're giving out roses over a TV screen. I don't know. The whole episode was weird. It was. I have many opinions, but we start by going to London right away, and Greer explains that she wants the one-on-one date because she told Zach she likes tea. Which,
like, once.
Well, Greer seems to have, you know, Greer represents a certain type that has spoken herself into a truth. And, like, she, you kind of see with Greer, she speaks herself into these tizzies. Like, mm-hmm. She convinced herself that I told him I like tea, and in the most romanticized version of the movie where I am the star, I shall get the tea and crumpets date because he'll remember that I have a 7, like, millimeter, you know, a speck of a tea tattoo. Did you know she had a tea tattoo?
No. I didn't know she had a tea tattoo, and I don't know, like, I can see where she's getting kind of worked up about it because we have seen more in this season than past seasons that these dates aren't just chosen because, okay, I think the girl's hot, but because we think this girl is perfect for this date, like Brooklyn and the dirt bikes and et cetera. And so she's thinking, oh my God, I love tea. This is the perfect date for me, my ideal date. He would definitely think of me when picking this date, and he didn't.
Right. That's a great point. And I didn't think of it that way. And I will say they do like him. This isn't like, and just like you said, like, it's not, this isn't a date because you're hot. This is a date because we're going to connect. And he's also spread himself around. Yeah. He has made connections some more than others, but a lot. Like, per an example, Ariel. I don't think he ends up with Ariel, but it does seem like they've had
time
together. Yeah. I'm putting that out into the consciousness. I'm making sure. I'm just speaking truth. I'm speaking it into truth that Ariel and him don't end up together. But But it does seem like they've had enough to for her to go, I would entertain this. Like, it doesn't seem ridiculous that she would like.
No. He really does a very good job at connecting with each girl individually and giving them those either like words of affirmation or just security statements that make them feel better. Like, every time he talks to a girl, it's like, oh yeah, he actually does like her. He remembers this, or he.
Right. Like, I, you can, like, tell. We go to the Gabby date, and the Gabby gets the pretty woman. We're going to go shopping. Before the Gabby date started, I was like, I think she might go home in the middle of this. Like, I was like, this is someone that he's like kind of testing out. And then they have this date. And that's where I get it. You know, Zach, this is where the age comes in. I don't think Zach has any taste. Like, and that's not to say that these options aren't tasteful options, but it doesn't seem like, it seems like he just says these things to everybody, and he can make everyone on that date feel like they're being seen and feel like they could be his person. And this is, we're totally best friends. Like, he, because he doesn't really say anything to turn them off.
Nothing's personalized. Right. It's all very generic. Can be said to anyone. Keeps them out of trouble.
And they all get along, and they've kind of made it known that they've all said, we don't like to hear about other people's date because of Christina Mandrell, like, bragging about it. So they might be just being like, I had fun. I think we're getting along. But then really they're going, he said some really good things to me, and I really do believe that we have a connection. Like, if they're not really trading secrets here, maybe they're giving each other service level. I could see how they're like this could be a slow burn season. Like, we could have, like, fine, because this episode to me was a disappointment. Mm-hmm. Because we're gonna get to the COVID part, but like, I do think, Beyond as we get closer, we're going to see, like, for real moments of people going, I am getting fucking, like, I have a lot on the line emotionally.
Yeah, I agree.
Right? Like, because the Gabby date got way more serious than I thought it could have. Like, he had, like, a fine interaction with her, and then all of a sudden she's, like, funny. Like, she had, like, so they go, like, you know, first they try on all the stuff. It seems like they interact with like 700 butlers. Like, every character they interacted with was a butler. You know, they have the guy come up to pick her up. He's like, Mr. Shallcross shall see you now. And it's like, dude, you're an actor. Like, what are you talking about?
Like, it's okay. Like,
put away the bowler cap.
But I do wonder if, because he's very good at laying out all of these feelings to these women, if he's actually getting a chance to get to know them, like, really get, I haven't really seen that many true conversations about, you know, real life things. I mean, I guess don't really see that ever, but
they
all
kind of open up to him, and he doesn't really say much to them.
Right. He hasn't said anything. Actually, you know what? You're exactly right, because I don't know anything about Zach.
I don't know. Yeah, I know he has a family that they're cool and that, like,
he
they
lost
like
a
each
bunch
other
of weight,
and
that's it.
Maybe. You know, like, we don't even know how much weight he lost, so we haven't seen one picture of him, like, you know, on a couch. Like, you know, so I mean, even this Gabby date, like, she said a lot of, like, I've never been loved like this. And it's like, Gabby's like ultra relatable, ultra like, you know, like any woman with no problems who thinks she has a lot of dating problems could relate to everything Gabby was saying. You know, yeah. Gabby's like, oh, no one's ever made me, looked at me like that. And it's like someone could be sitting at home going, me too. You know, like she had uh-huh. a lot of like relatable things going on. I mean, what did you think of the perfume date?
I saw somebody tweet. I don't know who it was, but I was scrolling through this morning just because, and somebody tweeted, they showed the picture of Zach holding up the perfume to his nose, and they're like, the moment Zach realized he had COVID. Because, like, the perfume's, like, all the way up his nose, and he's like, I don't smell anything.
Nothing, yeah. That's very funny.
But I thought, honestly, I think the perfume date is really cute. I've always wanted to go on, whether it's a date or just, like, with some girlfriends to make some perfume. I think that's really sweet and personalized.
It was cool. I liked that they had the British guy like taking him on their perfume voyage. It was very fine and high end and very British. Like even like those little cups that they would smell, like, you know, and then yeah. they would say, this is Winston Churchill's, and you go, "Hi, this is all fun and I enjoyed that date. I thought, and like she was making, I liked that she was like, it smells like Sour Patch Kids. Like I like Gabby became way more likable on that day.
I agree. And what did you think? I know this is kind of nitpicky, but what did you think about when the guy who was doing the perfume stuff, he was like, so how did you guys meet? Do you think that's weird?
Well, do they do any prep of these people ever? Like, do they go, hey, or do they just say, hey, we're taping a show and it's two people on a date and then good luck, Frederick? Like, I don't know. Like, yeah, what is... Yeah, I thought that was weird because it's like, he's like, or did they say to him, hey, ask him how they met and then we'll have this awkward interaction? Yeah, I don't know. It's
I don't want to be nitpicky about it, but I think that's kind of strange. It's like, didn't you sign a waiver? Like you're being like filmed. I don't
know. Right, do you know what show you're on? Do you know where you are, man? Like it felt like they were just like, they just showed up and they're like, hey, can we tape here? And he's like, oh, what's going on? You don't want a perfume tour? What are these people doing? And it's like, right. They had a lot of that. The characters of London were Londoning. They were, London was Londoning, as the kids say. I really enjoyed London as a background to this date.
I did too.
To the whole experience. Like they bring down the next part of the day is they bring down a butler who served like kings and queens, and now he's serving, you know, a software salesman from Austin. And then
yeah.
they're like putting on hats, they try on the dresses. It's a fine date.
The corgis all come out.
Very happy to see the corgis with the royal blood and all that stuff. I just need the show to stop trying to convince me that Zach is a catch. I need that to end. I don't need Zach putting on a tiara going, look, I'm a girl. It's like, none of this is me going, oh, he is a hoot. Like in what world? I just hate when the show underestimates me as a person. Like,
yes.
I don't give a fuck about him putting on a tiara.
I think these are really interesting types of dates, like when they go to like these little shops and stuff and they try on these hats and it's like, oh my God, they have these people are so fun. They have crazy personalities. Right. It's like, no, they're just putting on hats like this. I've seen this in every rom-com that's ever existed.
Well, it is somewhat insulting to the female audience, in my opinion. Like they do this live action version of a rom-com and it's like, okay, the world has moved past this a little bit. Like, when I watch The Holiday, I'm still like, man, okay, I'm coming back to early aughts. I know it's 2023, and this is a little ridiculous. When I see it happening in 2023, you go, do they think we're stupid?
Yeah. It's like, I'm not taking some guy to the farmer's market and then hiding behind the carrots playing, like, peekaboo. Like, what the fuck?
You're right. And it feels like... What time machine am I watching this? Like, where am I? What year is this happening?
What year is this?
So we have the date. So then he tries on the dresses with her. And then this is when The Bachelor does its best job.
Yeah.
They have Gabby come home with all the goodies. And she, it is, this was the moment. And they've done a little bit of this already. And we noticed it. We talked about it a little bit of like, the producers know that the women are cool with each other, but they are falling for the same guy.
So oh, they're Gabby ready to lose
walks
their mind.
Right. And Gabby walks in with like the pretty woman, 7,000 bags, and oh, just got a little something. And Gabby almost plays it like almost, you're like, Gabby, are you delusional? Like, do they force her? Do they shove her into the hotel room with all the women and go, get in there with all your shit? Like, what? Like, wouldn't she be embarrassed?
Right. I would not just be embarrassed. I'd be more of like, wait, I don't think this is a good idea. Let me just like put my shit down first and then I can talk to them about it, but I don't need to, like, I don't want to bring it in, show it off. I mean, she's taking out every individual thing, like as if she, like she's doing an unboxing, like an influencer unboxing, but from her date.
Even if they forced her to do it, even if they were like, hey, we're going to shoot you. Like, it is perfectly legitimate if they're like,
yeah,
we're doing a shoot. You're going to open up all the presents in front of all the women. Okay? I get that. That's fine. At what point does Gabby not say, hey, this is all, does she never seem to say, like, oh my God, like, I'll share these shoes. Like, I don't know. Like, what? Like, yeah, I don't know what she could have said.
Something there needs to be some sort of, extension of grace to the other women. Yeah. And then when they bring in the date card, the new date card with another ball gown for Gabby.
So they bring in, so what they do is they bring in the, so she comes in with all her baggage and does an unboxing for all the women. You could see them cracking at the seams. They are like, Greer is literally hearing about the date. And she's hearing about her dream. You hear Gabby say, yeah, there was like tea and crumpets. The minute she said tea, I thought Greer was going to disintegrate into dust. And so then there's a knock at the door and her blue dress that she chose that looks like tinsel gets brought in. And they're like, and tonight you shall be going on a fabulous rendezvous. And people are not handling it well.
I mean, Greer is in complete, like, dystopia. Like, I mean, she is. I mean, the second that dress got brought in. And then, so Greer gets up and leaves immediately. And yes. You knew Charity wanted to do the same. So that was kind of Charity's out. So it looked like Charity's going to help Greer. But low-key, Charity's right. Like, give me the fuck out of here, too.
Right. I was surprised that Charity went to help Greer, but you're right. It was more, let's both get out of here. Let's get out of the visuals.
And she's my excuse. But, you know, when that happens, you see Gabby, she's like, well, I'm not trying to, like, brag or anything. It's like, babe, you're sitting in a pile of bags and clothes, and you just showed everybody everything. Like, of course, this was probably not your decision, but this is absolutely bragging. Like, you're going to have to expect them to feel some type of way.
You seem to be okay with this horrific thing that you're doing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she goes into the hallway and has to walk by Charity and Greer, goes to the wrong room, and then says, oh, you're crying in front of my room? Excuse me? Like, how do you go to the wrong room?
I think honestly, if I was walking down the hallway with all that shit and I saw them, I would be in full panic. I'd be like, all right, let's just get down the hallway. There's no way they're in front of my room. Like, in my head, I'm like, there's no way that's where I have to go. So I'm walking
it's a little
past
bit on,
them.
It's a little bit on Greer. Go cry in front of your own room.
But then she comes back, goes into her room, and the girls stay outside of her room. Like, go somewhere else.
Get out of here. Shoo, scat. Yeah, she literally almost hits him in the head with her Bloomies bag. And then it's like, excuse me, gotta get ready.
Sorry.
Gotta go. Got
Too
my blue
bags.
Dress. Yeah, it was pretty wild how tight the quarters were.
I think also it was very interesting because we haven't seen a lot of dates where they go on a day date. And then come back and then go again.
Well, they did this obviously on purpose to get her to do the unboxing in front of the other
women.
Yes,
of course.
They're evil. And then, so then they go on their date. Their date to me was really nothing. Like,
I don't even remember the end, like the evening date.
Right. What they even talked about, I guess she talked about how, like, I've never had a guy look at me that way. But, like, he continues to say nothing. And then they dance to Fools Rush In. And I'm like, the song just didn't match the ambiance. Like, they're in this, like, castle, and then you're playing a song that they would play at, like, a Sandals resort.
It was at the evening date's really strange. And I'm glad that you brought it up earlier that we haven't found out anything about Zach. I really don't
remember. Does he have a sibling? Does he have a friend? All we know is that he sometimes FaceTimes former Bachelor contestant. What's his face?
Sean Lowe.
Sean Lowe on occasion. Like, we have no... We also don't know if he was friends with anyone from his season. Like, it doesn't seem like...
I don't see him out with anybody from his season, but he also could have been just, like, in hiding because, I mean, you don't... The guys who have bigger roles in Bachelor World, they kind of... they kind of hide out. Like, we didn't see Eric going out with anybody. Eric and Gabby... Eric was MIA for a long time, but I think that's because he was trying to, like, not get in trouble for doing stupid shit. Like, I don't know.
I don't know. It is this season more than any other. I have no relation to Zach in the universe.
Yeah, like I just Zach, always he's felt like out there by himself.
Right. I always felt like I knew the buddies of the guy. Like, I don't know. Like. What season was he even on?
Zach?
Who were the other people on his season?
Gabby. He was on Gabby and Rachel. So he was with Eric and Logan and Avon and...
Right, like Logan and him never got along. Like, I
don't know.
Because Logan on Paradise, like, seemed like a guy who, like, befriended people.
Yeah. Logan, he has a lot of friends out in the Bachelor multiverse. Like, a lot of these guys do, and they still very much hang out with each other. They, like, flock to each other, which I get it. They have, like, a trauma bond, and they got to stay relevant. But, yeah, Zach is really kind of floating on his own, and I don't know if it's because he was announced so quickly after the season that he was going to be Bachelor, and maybe he didn't really get to lean into that.
Right. I don't know, it is worth noting because he hasn't said anything about himself. I don't know if he has a sibling. I don't know his parents. Like, all I know is
David Putty is his uncle.
Right. We have past relationships. We really don't know anything about this guy. He went through puberty and lost some weight. Like, is that really what we know about him? That's about it?
It's strange, and I truly did not think about it until you brought it up earlier that these girls are dumping all of this stuff on him and saying, like, I haven't had this, I haven't had that in my past relationships, XYZ. And then he's like,
And then he always says the right thing. Like, he just.
Yeah. And then he always says the right thing. Exactly.
Yeah. He never says anything that's different or interesting. And there's so let's go on to the. So Gabby gets the rose and they get all the women are going to do a group date. And Charity's going to get the one-on-one date, and they receive a note. Zach is sick. He wants you to go check out London on your own. They are devastated.
Devastated. This is so annoying to me. I am not in their position where, like, I'm not on a date with a guy, or, like, I'm not liking a guy, and he doesn't show up. And, like, sure, that's a bummer, but, like, in my head, I cannot stand girls who cannot have fun without men.
Well, like, that was the thing that was, I guess to let them off the hook. I'm with you because it was very, you're like, you get a day in London to go and bar hop with a bunch of women that you've gotten along with to this date.
Right.
Like, you get to see a country on the dime of ABC. Like, I do understand. The only thing I understand is, like, oh, shit. I don't have time to make sure I get to keep this train going. But to make it about, like, it was just so dramatic that you're like, yeah, people get sick. But this is where I got annoyed. I got annoyed because I constantly defend this show. And I think the people who, and I've talked, we've talked about it, like the people who hate the show, it just seems like a convenient, lazy opinion that, oh, it stinks, it's over. But when the show doesn't get creative in these moments, I get annoyed. Like, their creativity was to send the women on the date on their own. Like, you couldn't
to
delay taping. Right, go to a bar, take some shots. Like, why wasn't taping delayed? Why didn't they just, like, extend another week? Why didn't they, you know, like, I don't understand why, I don't believe that they couldn't extend a week and be finishing the season while it was airing. You know what I mean? Like, it made no sense that, and I don't know, there should have been, put Zach in one of those glass cases they put the Pope in. Like, do something fun, and all we did was get this, like, date. And, you know, the women, you know, and like you said, like, it took them so long to just be like, you know what, we're going to have fun anyways. Like, Greer did, like, the fake thing of, like, oh, I'm fun. And it's like, no, you're not. You overreacted. It took you hours to realize, like, you have a free trip in London, and I'm not gonna, like, buy into, you know what, I don't need, you know, it's like, no, you guys all overreacted. Like, this is a good day. It rained a little, and they were like, oh, everything's raining on me. It's like, well, no. This is a good day.
And also, how much time are you really losing when you're on a group date? Like, the person who should be upset is Charity, which we'll get to. Like, she lost her actual one-on-one full day and evening night with Zach. Like, these girls, sure, they were going out with him during the day and they'd have, like, a cocktail thing with him in the evening or whatever. But you're not getting one-on-one time. So even if you're there and he's there, it doesn't mean you're actually securing a spot for yourself. It didn't make any sense. Like, I love the fact that they finally decided, they're like, yeah, let's chug some beers. Yo, I'd be all over that. Like, how fun.
And I will say, the one thing they kind of fucked with them on is, like, it did seem like they didn't know when he was coming back. So they kind of breadcrumbed them a little bit. Like, they got to the nighttime.
I don't know why they didn't just tell him at the beginning that he had COVID.
Right. It became this big dramatic reveal. Like, they got to the nighttime portion of their group date and, like, they were dressed thinking he was coming. And then, like, the butler came, and it's like, why would they keep doing this to them? It was as if they were like, we need to see more of them getting too dramatic about him not showing up. Like, they had no idea he wasn't going to come to the nighttime. Like, it wasn't a stomach flu. Like,
right. And like, it gives me very much, I'll never forget this, when Gabby and Logan were going to have their, I don't know if it was like a, I don't remember if it was a one-on-one thing or what, but it was Gabby and Logan, and Gabby was getting ready, and she was in this gorgeous yellow dress, looked fucking amazing, like, beat to the gods. And then they come in, Jesse comes in, he's like, by the way, Logan has COVID, so you're going to have to just scratch
turn it back
this
around.
Whole look. I'd be so pissed.
Yeah, it did feel like they kept getting ready for a date that wasn't going to happen. Especially because there's a lot made of, like, the financials of this show. Like, listen, I'm not saying, I've learned over the years, if a woman puts on makeup and you cancel the date after she's put on makeup, like, you better fucking run for the hills. Like, you have done wrong.
Speaking of that, I will literally send text messages to guys. This is no lie. I might sound psycho. I don't fucking care.
It's okay.
I will send, like, text messages to guys, be like, hey, I'm going to start getting ready. See you tonight at whatever time, even though we've already confirmed during the day. Otherwise, I would have not started to get ready if I hadn't heard from you by at least, like, you know, mid-afternoon.
Yeah.
But I always send one more being like, this is sort of like your last chance before I put on a full face of makeup and you cancel on me and then I lose my shit.
Well, this is the thing. Did The Bachelor give them makeup? Because if The Bachelor, like, we hear, like, remember there were all those stories about people taking out loans so they could afford clothes to go on The Bachelor?
It's expensive. Like,
it's expensive. So, you know, these women got dressed for that. They were all done up. They were ready for a nighttime date. Like,
yeah.
Was there, if the producers have given them a whole thing, a tart, okay, I think it's fine to fuck with them. If not, I would be as mad as that. I can understand why they'd be mad. Like, you have now taken advantage of me financially.
It's really frustrating, especially, and then the clothes that they're deciding to wear, you're only wearing them once. So, like, right. what if you're like, let me wear this really good thing tonight, and then...
That to me, I can see how, like, I'd be like, get over it. The makeup, you can't get it back.
No, that's on your face. You're Charlotte Tilbury, buxom lip gloss, that's gone. Right. Like, you just used it up.
And I'm not even speaking from any experience. I just know it from like the ads we do on a lot of these podcasts. Like
no,
I just know.
It's so true. It's so and makeup is so expensive. Like you can't just sit there and also takes a lot of time. It just takes a lot of time to put that all over your face and then to have to take it off right away because I'm like, well, I guess I'll take a few selfies and make a TikTok men.
But this is the thing, they can't even do that. They have to they don't have a phone. So it's like, I don't know. So
I have my UUP sweatshirt on, by the way.
Love it. I see it. And in honor of our discussion of Nick Viall's relationship. So they're told that there's not going to be a group day. He's still sick. And then Katie goes to his room with a basket of London goodies and talks to him. To him through a door. What did you think of the Katie? It does feel like him and Katie are connecting. What did you think of the goodies?
I think that is something that is so specific to Zach that he would love. Like, I don't think a lot of guys would take that and be like, oh, how cute. They'd probably be like, what? You know, I mean, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But I think him and Katie... just like him and Charity are the same kind of cheesy or like, I think that's something he would love. And I thought that was cute because she seems very genuine about it. Like
it did.
And
seem
I really
genuine.
Like Katie in general. I think she's a good supporter, lets these girls take their moment and is behind them and doesn't try to make it all about her.
She's
what about
been,
you?
Yeah. I totally agree with that. She has never been the one crying while other person's getting attention. She's, and it does seem like they have a connection. Like they did have that, you know, museum date and all that stuff. And then they flash back to it. It was a nice moment. It was a little cheeseball-ish, but I'm sure Zach likes a little cheeseball.
Wait, I have a question about this though. I want to know what you think.
Okay.
Do you think Katie could have, seeing that scene, do you think Katie could have the potential to be the next Bachelorette? Like, seeing that gave me, like, Bachelorette vibes.
Yeah. If she gets her heart broken, the producers would have to, like, allow her to do that, which means they like her. They basically said to her, like, I don't know how she gets away with that. You know what I mean? Like, how does she tell the other women who like Zach, I'm going to go make a care package for Zach and... You know, they're going to take, like, the producers have to pull you aside and be like, hey, you want to do a thing? And
yeah,
they got to go,
uh-huh.
and they got to, like, kind of, like, keep everyone else at bay. They got to make sure everyone else doesn't know about this or, like, feels like they're doing something that is useful. So, yeah, I would say that this sets her up because, again, you have to want to work with these people. You have to want to work with whoever becomes the bachelor or bachelorette.
Yeah, it's very true.
So then Jesse comes and tells the girls that Zach has, they finally say Zach has COVID and the rose ceremony will be done over Zoom. And when he says that he has COVID, it is shock and awe. They reacted as if he had died from COVID. As if nobody has ever had COVID affect them as much as they were being affected in that moment. It was insanity.
It was insanity, and then that's when Charity also finds out, like, she's trying to be hopeful about, like, well, maybe he'll be better by our date. And so she finds out that her date's wiped. And so you see this, like, single tear, but all the girls are, like, breaking down, and then Jesse's like, you know, Katie, you're a nurse. You know how severe this is. And there's, like, four other nurses in the room. They're
hello? Everyone's a fucking nurse, you know?
Yeah. They're like, well, I also know.
Yeah. Well, then they have these Zoom dates, and they're awkward. They're bizarre. And the one with Greer, what did you think of the interaction with Greer? Because there's been a little bit of Twitter buzz about whether Zach was rude or not What did you think of the Greer-Zach interaction over Zoom?
I don't think Zach likes Greer.
Yeah, honestly, I don't
think
so.
Like, genuine, because if a guy, if you liked a girl and she was just trying to like give an example, she's still getting to know you. And so right. The only example she really has to give about this situation is her job, which is something she knows. Like, right. You wouldn't react that sort of way if you liked them. I think he was just like being petty and was like, I don't really want to talk to this girl. And that got on my nerves. So I'm going to say something a little, not rude, but just not lean into
right.
it.
Good improv is yes and. Mm-hmm. If you want to make someone look bad and not funny, you say no but. And Zach no butted Greer. I will
brutal.
Say it did seem like it was a moment that revealed Zach's first and foremost goal on this show, and it's to look good. And because it was interesting to me, because it was as if the AI hit a glitch. He's like, she's like mentioning jobs and how, and she's just trying to relate. She's just trying
right.
to like.
It was very innocent, very innocent.
It was pretty innocent. And he could have just said, oh, totally, I work in sales too, and just had it be a nothing conversation.
Yeah.
But it felt like he was like computing, must let women know I'm here for right reasons. Like, it was very robotic. I must let the woman of the world know, not here for work, first priority, get me wife. Like, it was very much like he had to redirect things to let the world know. Like, he was speaking to the audience, mm-hmm. in my opinion, to the audience, mm-hmm. not to Greer. Because
yeah, and she shut down.
She shut down, and he basically like smushed her face down to prop himself up. Mm-hmm. And that's a shitty thing. I don't think he's a bad guy. I don't think it's like a, I just think that she was in the way of his goal, which is to be, I'm here for marriage. I don't want anyone thinking that this is a frivolous end of quarter thing for me. Mm-hmm. And he was trying to kind of teach Greer what this was about. Like, it was a, it felt like, even though he's 26 and she's 24, it felt like he didn't think highly of her maturity level the way he yeah. spoke to her in that moment.
Yeah, I really felt for her, because it also made it awkward for us at home watching this. We were like, I immediately crawled into like a shell. I was yeah. like, ew. I was like, oh, I feel so bad for her, because she was really excited about this conversation. She's obviously been upset for right. days over all of this. And this was her opportunity to like show something. And it really just crashed down on her.
You know what it felt like? It felt like when you know, what she did was reminiscent of like, I've done that. You know, when mm-hmm. you go to work and you talk a little too long at work, and then someone who's in a senior position is like, you'll get it one day. It felt very much like that. Because I've yeah. done that, where you're like, I got a plan. I'll speak about this. I'll speak confidently. It was very much like a, you know, when you're young and first entering the work world, oh, I get it now. And I'm going to tell other people how much I get it. And then someone at work is like, now, child, you don't really understand what this is about. And it's that first moment of like, oh, maybe I'll think twice before I speak up at work. I've had that. Mm-hmm. You know, I understand.
Yeah. Like, I've had that before too.
Yeah,
they kind of underestimate, or they like shut you down.
Yeah, and so I think that's why, because I got the same cringe feeling as you, where I was like, "Ooh, I've had that happen." You know, like you're going back to your own moment of speaking too loudly too soon, and someone having the high ground on you. It was mm-hmm. it was shitty.
I also the Zoom dates or whatever, where they all. Why was no one like picking up the iPad? It's like when Charity walked in, she left it on the couch and she was like, do I just sit? She's like in the corner.
Right.
And I'm like, babe, pick up the iPad. It's fine. And they're all panicked because they can't see themselves. I do want to know what program they were using, because that's strange.
It was all very bizarre. It didn't seem like anyone had any direction. Like no one said, hey, you're going to walk in, there's going to be an iPad, pick it up, hang out, get your 20 minutes or whatever. It wasn't like, It felt very much casting couch. It was like a porno.
It was so weird. And it felt like no one had ever done anything like this before. Like, I'm just really nervous to Zoom or FaceTime with him. And I'm like, why? You already met him in person. This isn't that strange.
Right. Did none of you have a pandemic as well? Like, none of you did Zoom? None of you.
Also, like,
you
know, yeah. Cold FaceTimes are my, like, MO. Like, I love a cold FaceTime. Just, like, let me just call you in the middle of, like, a Tuesday afternoon. See what's going on. You're like in a meeting, and I'm like, oh, sorry. Call me back. Love ya.
So we then go to the Zoom rose ceremony, which was post-apocalyptic. Sad. It really felt like we had entered into this weird reality where life couldn't exist. Men and women couldn't be in the same room. I don't know. It was very weird.
It was giving, like, end-of-year layoffs, like...
Right.
To like a company, like, hey guys, so if I don't call your name, right. It's been really great working with you. Severance will be in the mail. Like, that's right. What it
was. HR will be in touch.
Yeah, right. In touch. It felt very like corporate. And
it's because, like, also Zach has that corporate bro look, and he's in a suit. Like,
and the voice.
They should have dressed it down. Like, that. Maybe it was the dress-up of it. Like, and then they'd come up to the table, pick up a rose. It was just bizarre. And so we lose Mercedes and Kylie. I have to say, both of them, they were fun additions. Also, we lost two hotties. Just let me speak for boyfriends.
We did.
Watching at home. Kylie and Mercedes. Oh man, we lost
hot.
Like I not to make this gross, but I was don't
do it.
Don't do it to me.
No, yeah, they were. I mean, two of the most beautiful girls there, but did not get, like, Mercedes had almost how she was still there. Honestly, is puzzling to me, other than the fact that she's obviously good looking, but, like, I don't know anything about Mercedes. Not one thing. Like, I don't even know if she'll make it to paradise. I saw Mercedes.
I hope she does. She's striking, and she also looks like Victoria.
Oh yeah, she does look like Victoria. Mm-hmm.
A little bit like Victoria, and I pray to the Bachelor gods that she is on paradise. Let's go to the categories. You ready?
Yeah. All right. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, mine's pretty simple. Give a virtual hug or a hug at the door. So there was a virtual hug done during
snogging.
The rose ceremony.
It's like the kiss too.
Yeah. Which way? And then there was another. They were both Katie. Katie hugged him virtually during the rose ceremony and then also hugged a door. What would you rather do?
Honestly, I think the door, because at least you know the person's on the other side. Like, or like, at least there's like, you can feel, I don't know. The screen seems strange.
At least with the screen, they're looking at each other and they did like a little circle basket with their hands. Like with the door, like, how long do you hug a door? Do you just put your face up against it? I don't know. I think I'd rather the virtual, because at least we can
see each other.
There's
pretend.
An ending to it. It would be really embarrassing if I was hugging the door for 15 minutes and I'm like, are you still there? And they're like, I've been gone for an
I'm
hour.
At the spa. What?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're saying. Okay. So would you rather be forced to get dressed up for a virtual cocktail party or FaceTime without being able to see yourself?
I think I'd rather... Here's the problem with the virtual cocktail party. No one had a cocktail. Like...
Oh, yeah.
That was like... that's the most annoying part. Like, yeah, Zach's sick, but I'm okay. Let me have a margarita.
Yeah, I know. At least give me a drink or like anything to make this a party.
Yeah, can we party? Like, we don't have to sit here and... We're not at Zach's Shiva call. Like, can't we have like a... A nice time?
Anything?
Yeah. I guess I'd rather the FaceTime without my own face. Like, or I just hate the idea of getting dressed up for a party that you don't even party at.
I know. I mean, getting dressed up for either of these two things, because even if you can't see yourself, the right. other person can see you. But it's always that like bit of insecurity of like, am I in the camera? Like, what am I doing? What's the angle? That kind of a thing. Like, most people watch themselves during FaceTime. Right.
But I'm okay living in my mind's eye. I'm okay with what I believe I look like more than what I actually look like.
Oh, that's good.
So I would much rather not see myself. Like, I don't want someone looking. Like, Zach's camera came on during the virtual rose ceremony, and it looked like he had not gotten a chance to, like, see himself before it, like, became a meeting.
Yeah, he got ready without a mirror, the whole thing. It was so strange.
Fantasy suite hometown or send home. I think we should take a break from this one because I have a new category that I want to present to you. And I'm doing this for the people.
Let's do it.
For the people at home, I'm surprising Kay with a new category, okay? And it's relating to today's episode, to last night's episode. Name four things you would want in your care package.
Ooh, okay.
So from four London. Things. So you're in London, you're sick, you're behind, you're quarantined in your room. One of your suitors comes over and brings you a care package. What would you like in the care package while you're sick?
Okay, so I would...
It can be four things, it can be more.
Okay, so I'll do four things. I would like... Probably.
You also remember you have no phone, no internet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Oh my gosh. So I would need some sort of, I would like probably want some sort of snack. My favorite snack is hot fries. I don't know.
Perfect.
I want some hot fries. I want maybe a bottle of wine could be nice just to like, I mean, I guess you're not really drinking when you're sick, but like,
well,
if I'm going to be quarantined for 5 days or something.
Everyone has a different way of getting better.
And then maybe because you don't have any, I guess you don't have TV. You don't have TV or.
You don't really have TV. So I guess, yeah.
Because I was like, and maybe a Disney Plus login or something.
Right.
Man, this is a really good question. I'd also probably want a game of some sort, like a card game or something to do or a book.
Mm-hmm.
Preferably something like a fun read, not maybe like an erotica book or something, you know? And then I think like just like flowers could be nice. Or I think that's just something like caring.
Okay.
A little nice gesture. Okay, so I think that's...
Love it.
Man, I don't know. That's a really hard thing to think about. What about you? What are you
And I put you on the spot. Let me tell the people at home. I surprised Kay with this because it came to mind as we were talking about the care package.
This is really good, though.
I'll give you mine. You ready?
Yeah.
Number one, porn.
Okay, love that.
Number two, tissue paper. You know, tissues like Kleenex for both, you know, to blow my nose and because of the porn and other things that will go on. Vicks VapoRub. I want like that VapoRub to just bathe in that like that smell.
Yeah.
I want a DVD player with movies.
Okay, love.
A fifth of whiskey.
There we go. I was like, man, am I the only one who's picking alcohol here?
No, I got you. A Diet Dr. Pepper, 2 liter.
Okay.
Lots of ice.
Great.
And Chick-fil-A. And I want the Chick-fil-A nuggies, multiple sauces. I want a large fry, extra Chick-fil-A sandwich to go with it.
I hope Ariel wrote all of these down just now. If she's listening.
And don't forget the porno.
if she's listening. I hope all of these are written down. Wow, that's a good list. Okay, that would I would add Taco Bell onto that too.
Yeah, okay. You know, pizza. Everyone, this is anyone can, you know, do what they will with their own care package, but this is... I thought this was a fun exercise because...
No, this was good.
I saw that stuffed animal bear in it, and I was like, get the fuck out of here. We have finite space. this wicker basket.
Somebody said on Twitter, they were like, I wonder if the Big Ben time statue thing that he gave to charity was a re-gift from the basket he got from Katie.
That's funny. Yeah, it did. It did look very airport purchase for someone you forgot to get a gift for.
Yeah, it's giving very much that.
So who do you guys, your top contestant?
Honestly, I think Gabby is a top contestant. I think they get along really well. I think I could see her going to the end.
I agree with you. And I think Gabby was like, went from like nothing to like total awesome babe.
Yeah.
I will say, I got to give a shout out to Ariel wearing a jean dress and leather boots to a walk around London date. Like, you really got to be able to, I mean, go with the flow wearing that on a like a walk around tourist date, right?
Also, like, she takes a lot of risks with her outfits. There was another outfit that she wore last night that was almost like disco girl outfit. It was like a black and white dress, and then she had the headband, but it was like really, but oh, like almost on her forehead, like, you know, yeah, like go-go, disco, and then it had a little belt, too, the white belt around her waist. I'm like, she's fashion, like something, yeah, like, it's not a normal cocktail-type dress.
Taking risks, I appreciate it. She has been seen by this podcast.
Seen.
So, IG Rising Star, who do you got?
I said Charity. I think I've been seeing her on TikTok. I've been getting fed Charity TikToks, and she's pretty funny. But I think she's going to end up being a fan favorite.
I agree with you. I also had Greer. Just, I think people are going to connect to Greer in the way they did Corinne way back when.
Oh, yeah.
They kind of give the same young, I don't know how much I don't know, so I speak confidently energy.
Mm-hmm. Who was your villain of the week?
The producers. They breadcrumbed Zach's sickness. They wasted a bunch of these women's makeup. We don't know if they're helping them with the cost of these things. They didn't get creative at all. They could have put off production. Put it off 2 days. Like, do everything in one day. Like, have one day that, like, all the dates happen. Like, get a little, they constantly lack, it just felt like they lack creativity in a way that, like, they feel like they're just getting it done. And, like, for what reason does it need to be rushed in London? What? Why? Your show makes money. I don't understand it.
Kind of, I said COVID, but I'm going to kind of lean off yours. I have a conspiracy theory.
Okay.
What if, just because there's been so many, not dramatic things that have happened, but like the dates are really intense, like the sleepover date, the meeting the parents date, the pretty woman date, like all of these things are kind of escalated because there's not a ton of drama and he keeps sending the drama home. What if, this is an if, Zach felt sick, but they were like, let's test him for COVID. Say he has COVID, but he doesn't actually have COVID. Mm-hmm. But Zach thinks he does because he told him, just to make this, to give it this, interesting POV from the show. I don't know.
This different look. So you think, so the conspiracy is that their version of creativity is to plant
pretend
COVID
Zach
into
has
this.
COVID.
Yeah.
Or like say he has it just to be like, all right, let's get these girls like sent. They'll send them into a full meltdown if they find out he has COVID and then they have to do all this Zoom stuff and then the dates get canceled. What if that happens? I don't know. This is just a very big conspiracy.
That would make me like the producers more than I do right now. Like, I would at least appreciate that. Like, but I don't even trust them enough to get that, you know.
No, I mean, it's just a random thought that I had. It's a random thought that I had because I was like, that could, I mean, that would create drama, and it did.
Right. But it
and
did.
Zach
it
wouldn't
did.
Know any better. They could be like, yeah, you can't taste anything. It's like, I can't? Oh, I can't. Right. Like, just making everything up.
All the perfume in the store was just non-scented oil.
Just for Zach, though.
Right.
They switched the ones out.
Right. Who do you got paradise?
I think Charity's going to paradise, for sure. I don't think Charity, unfortunately, is making it to the end.
I'm switching mine to Mercedes. I think Mercedes is going to go to paradise. I have a feeling on these things. We hope.
We hope.
We pray every night. Cringe Harrison Award.
I think getting sent home via Zoom on national television, I mean, that would be the last straw for me. That would be truly the last straw.
Saying goodbye to your virtual overlord while they sit there in a suit and send you out the hallway.
Huh? He can't even walk you out. You can't even say goodbye. It's just like, right. All right, haven't seen you in a week, but glad we still did this on TV.
Peace. I had the Zach Greer Zoom. It was just awkward. It was awkward how little empathy he gave her.
It was sad. It was a bummer for sure.
Right. Who do you give the rose to this week? Who won the week?
I gave it to Charity. I think it was a bummer that her date got canceled, mm-hmm. but I think she handled it well and she was able to like be there for Greer, even though she was also feeling, some type of way about not getting that date and seeing these types of things. I think Charity really won the week for me. What about you?
I had the characters of London. Every random person that popped up in London was the most London I've ever seen in London. They were all giving London. They were all, hello, welcome to the perfume shop. And the woman who was bartending, she's like, what are you doing there? And you're like, they were all like Muppet characters. I loved it.
Yeah, it felt very cartoony.
Yes, they did their job. London was Londoning, as the kids say again.
It was. It sure was. That could be a good episode title.
Right. That could be a good episode. You know, it was the bunch of Paddington Bears. What did you think of the preview for the rest? They did a preview for the season.
Yeah, it was like the season. So it seemed interesting. I mean, Charity gets her date.
Right.
But there seems to be big drama coming up.
I think the one takeaway I had from the season preview was a lot of them like him and see a future with him.
Mm-hmm.
And more than maybe we're used to. Like, it's not going to be the top three. We're going to be in the top six. And I think all six are going to be like, well, I have a connection. Like, it does feel like it's going that way.
Yeah, which could cause bigger drama than usual because I think he obviously that was his intention. He was like, I want to like have these girls, like I want to pick the girls that I like the most and that like me the most, etc. But I think it ends up being a mistake because hearts get really shattered that way.
Well, that's the problem with not saying anything.
Mm-hmm. Because then like he can't say I love you to all these girls. Like it makes it difficult to get down to the last few and tell them how he feels. I don't think I could walk down. I don't think I could go to an engagement ceremony, you know, if I was like one of the top two or whatever, mm-hmm. and confidently like think this is going to happen if we haven't said, I love you to each other.
Well,
like,
right.
If he didn't say that to me the night before, I'd be like, no, I gotta go. I'm not doing this.
Well, especially with someone who hasn't revealed anything about themselves.
Anything
like we don't know any, not a friend, not a sibling. We just know mom's grilling in the backyard and we got the American flag up. Like that's all we know.
Yeah. But it looks like they're in, is it either Bali or Thailand? I can't figure out
where they end.
It was like, I don't know. They're in some beautiful, it looks like either a Bali or Thailand. I can't figure it out for sure. Okay. But another, they're in another country.
We move on.
All right. So we will be back next week with another Bachelor-filled episode. Make sure you are following us at The Bachelor on Instagram and Bachelor Pod on Twitter. We're tweeting about all things pop culture, not just Bachelor. You can follow me at K York City.
And I'm at Jared Free.
And happy birthday, Jared, and go see him in Vancouver if you're in Vancouver.
Come on out.
The Bachelor Podcast is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales Pico, and Rebecca Sausmacat. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Social media by Amy Klackner. Guest booking by Allie Friedlander. And be sure to follow at The Bachelor on Instagram and Bachelor Pod on Twitter. And send us your emails to bachelor@betches.com.
Betches.